From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, U.S. and Iraqi forces today went on joint patrols in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. But our lead story is out of Washington. President Bush went to the Pentagon today for a meeting with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Speaking to reporters later, the president reaffirmed his support for Rumsfeld.
You are courageously leading our nation in the war against terror. You're doing a superb job. You are a strong Secretary of Defense, and our nation owes you a debt of gratitude.
Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, anything unexpected in the president's remarks today?
No, this was a very strong show of support for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Significant that the President and Secretary of Rumsfeld were standing side by side after this tour of the Pentagon and this briefing that Mr. Bush received this morning. So we did expect him to say good things about the Defense Secretary. It is interesting, though, in the roughly 12 minutes, I think it was, that the President spoke, he went 8 or 9 minutes before even mentioning the Iraqi abuse scandal. What he did in the top of that, those first 9 or 10 minutes, was to really lay out the progress that he says is being made, what is being done in Iraq in terms of the larger mission, and he underscored again the need for this U.S. effort to succeed. All of that before he ever got to the prison stuff.
And what else did the president say? What was the purpose of his visit to the Pentagon?
Again, he was there for a briefing, and this is, we were told by the White House, not a trip to the Pentagon, a trip across the Potomac that was time to lend support for Rumsfeld, that this is something they said that was previously scheduled. The president does this sort of thing every so often, goes to the Pentagon for a briefing. But it's interesting that the president did really drive home the point that the June 30th transfer of sovereignty is vital, that it will go through as planned, that key decisions will be made in the next couple of weeks in terms of who will take over power. He says Iraq will see America keep its word. And he also talked briefly about the extra $25 billion he wants from Congress as a contingency reserve fund for Iraq.
And this strong show of support by the president, how does this affect Rumsfeld's standing and the likelihood of whether he'll keep his job or not?
Well, from Rumsfeld's perspective, it certainly is a good thing to have the president, a president whom, I should add, scolded Rumsfeld less than a week ago in a meeting they had in the Oval Office. He kind of dressed Rumsfeld down because Rumsfeld hadn't kept the president adequately informed about the fact that these pictures were out there and that they were about to be released. So this does help Rumsfeld, but this does not quiet the calls in Congress and on many editorial pages around the country for Rumsfeld to resign. And we also know, as Rumsfeld told us in those briefings in his appearance on Capitol Hill last week, that there are more pictures out there, that we haven't even begun to see the worst of it. Expect those things to come out, and all of that will ultimately determine whether or not he stays.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thanks a lot, Don.
My pleasure.